Marty, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
That's the 805 Jive on Hit 92.9 with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan. Rick and Sue from Channel 7 joining us after 8.30 this morning. But right now, let's say hello to this guy.
And next guest.
Luke Norm Shuey.
A West Coast Premiership player.
And one of the best midfielders in the comp.
A couple of quick unknown facts about Luke.
He loves American football player Drew Brees.
Drew Brees is on the move!
Drew Brees takes the field.
And he's got the strongest glutes in Perth.
He's got squat.
He squats! He squats!
Please welcome 2018 Premiership player and Norm Smith medalist from the West Coast Eagles. It's the brilliant Luke Shuey.
Oh, Shuey.
Welcome.
Good morning. How are we?
Hello, mate.
How are you going?
Wow, I just said to you, have you come down yet? Because what a year.
Yeah, it's been amazing. Particularly last month, obviously, but I have come down a little bit. I've had time to sort of chill out after all the celebrations and
yeah,
bit of footy trip carry on, and had a bit of time to reflect and come to terms with it all.
I think, have you had time now to really sink in that you're a dad as well? Because I think you had, because Danny and you had little Ollie not far out from the grand final, that you were probably so focused, you know, that now it's like, oh yeah, this has all happened.
Yeah, we had him 2 weeks before, so it all happened pretty quick. I suppose that the 9 months of pregnancy, you sort of come to terms with it all, that you're a dad, even though he's not out in the world just yet.
Yeah.
But it's been good now to chill out and enjoy a bit of family time.
Oh, so nice.
Now, everyone's talking up Dom Sheed's great goal that won you guys the grand final, but can we talk about you take a mark with about 40 seconds to go, 60 metres out, and you go, I'm going to have a shot.
Yeah, it tells the umpire's having a shot.
I'm having a shot. Do you think any of the 100,000 people there or the 3 million watching on TV thought, yeah, no, Luke Shuey, probably be a chance from 75 out?
This might land on the line.
Yeah.
Have you not seen me kick 70 metres at training before?
Mate, you're actually generally powerful glutes. I will pay that. You might be able to get onto one. I did see your little fella, Ollie, in the nude the other day, and I must admit, his little backside, he's already got a firm layer of muscle sitting on his glutes. He's thrown to you in that department.
He does. He's luckily, he's taken after his mother. He's a good-looking kid, but he's definitely got my backside.
was there a moment, was it before the siren? Did you know you were going to win after you took that mark, or was it just so tense until the actual siren sounds? When did you know you were a premiership player?
It was generally down to the last time, mate. Like that last stoppage, there was still 15 seconds, and it's not much, but it's enough for a team to go coast to coast if they're good enough. It was obviously going to be hard. It probably 1 in 100 chance, but stranger things have happened on grand final day. And I think after Dommy's goal, we knew there was about a minute and a bit to go. So once I'd sent that ball back into the forward line and we did a good job of holding it in, I had a pretty good feeling we were in a good spot.
Now, we spoke the day after the grand final, mate, and you told me about your nails. You said that you grew your nails out throughout the week, grand final week. For the 3 months that you hadn't cut your nails. And not to eye gouge anyone, but come the first centre bounce on grand final day, how much was left on your hands?
Mate, they were all gone. I texted Danielle in the morning. I said, you're going to be disappointed in me. I've had no option but to chew my nails all morning because I'm so nervous.
Have a look at his hands. He's literally got half a nail on all his hands. That's how nervous you were.
It was a nervous morning. I'd been good all week.
And you chewed your nails off?
Well, I had nothing else to do. I had no gum. I had a few things to do. But
so that was kind of like when you're on your own, that was, is that how you get focused?
Well, the worst thing was I chewed them. They were gone. And then
now
it was like 3 seconds of joy, and then they're all gone. So
now I'm going to uncover a bit of a secret that not many people might know. That obviously, when you're playing a grand final, sole focus is to win the premiership. And if you do win the Norm Smith, you've obviously had a good day, and your life's changed. But I always believed that when the announcer stands up there and goes, "The 2018 Norm Smith medalist is Luke Shuey," that it was a surprise for everyone. But you actually, as soon as the siren went, the AFL ran to you and said, what they say, what are the three things?
Yeah, I had a guy from the AFL come and say, you won the Norm Smith. And we just need you to thank Collingwood, thank your fans, and you can't swear.
Which is the first two are normal, but the last one for you, I've had a couple of little conversations with you where you can occasionally slip a swear word in. I mean, emotion could have taken over, but you did very well, mate.
Well, especially on grand final day. The emotion's high. The old F-bomb can't go astray.
So what did you say when he said that to you? Like, how did you react? Because then you had to keep it, a secret for how long?
Well,
10 minutes?
Only 5 or 7 minutes. He just came up and said, you've won the Norm Smith. And I said, I know. And I said, thank you. And I went to walk off. And he goes, now you have to thank Collingwood, thank your fans, and don't swear. And I thought, well, there are three things I was probably going to do anyway, mate. So.
Yeah. Now, but is it weird that it kind of, did it, you know, ruins the surprise? Because I was like, that's baffling to me.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
Not really. I mean, X said before, Norm Smith Medal isn't what it's about on Grand Final Day. It's a nice cherry on top and something to look back on. But
Come on, mate. Your new name's Norm. That's what I've heard.
Honestly, I was so ecstatic that we won that I really wasn't even thinking about it, to be honest.
But also, you have said to me in a private conversation that halfway through the last quarter, you did know you had the Norm Smith printed.
Are you joking?
Is that true?
That's a lie.
Unless, mate, you had that many more disposals than everyone. You were by far the best on ground.
And were you calculating them as you were going?
Absolutely not. No.
You lost count at about 36 or whatever you got to.
I'm interested in your two relationship because you guys are great mates. You've just recently both had babies. You spend a lot of time together. What was Xavier Ellis's phone call like when you'd won and the first time that you guys touched base after the win? Like, how was he acting, Shuey?
When did I speak?
Well, I
sacked you and went to your missus.
Yeah, yeah. He called in and saw, obviously Danny couldn't be over there with Oliver because he was a bit too young. So he was. He called in and saw Danny on his way home from the pub, which was nice.
Stole the beer out of his fridge and chilled out with Dan.
She was a little bit, he also stole the Grange out of my fridge.
Yeah.
She was a little bit emotional. She couldn't be over there at the time, obviously.
She's your biggest fan.
And he called in and kept her company. And so that was nice. But we've been mates for a few years, I think. X got here in 2014 and, able to be teammates for a few years. And
now daddy daycare together.
Yeah, well, we'll palm them off to the girls for at least the next 12 months. Or after that, when they're a bit easier, we'll take them.
Do you think the difference between the 2015 grand final for the West Coast Eagles and the 2018 grand final was not having Xavier Ellis? Do you reckon that was a key factor?
We would have won by 10 goals if we had X this year.
Oh. Yeah, there we go. My boy knows.
You are here for a special reason. You got this special edition West Coast Cairns. We're going to chat more about that and let everyone know what you're doing and you're partnering with these guys. And we'll chat a little bit about that up next.
Cool.
All right, you're on Hit 92.9 with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.